We continue our learning, Leili Nishma, Susan Basleya, Helen Basleya, David ben Menachem Lushem, Chayaka, ben Penelos Leo. We are in Bava Metzia, Perek Dalid, Mishnah Yud Aleph. Ein ma'arvin peros b'peros, afilu chadashim b'chadashim. Here the Mishnah says that if a person, let's say, makes a condition, I'm going to sell you the produce of a particular field, he's not allowed to be ma'arvin, he's not allowed to mix peros peperos, produce of another field with the produce of this field, because you promised the produce of this field. And that would be true, even though it's the same species. And others learn that the Mishnah means that if you're selling produce to someone, and you just say, this is what I plan on selling you, you can now put in a little bit of inferior peros, where there's a large amount of produce that's of superior quality, so that it looks like the whole thing is of superior quality. And then the Mishnah says, afilu, and that's what the Mishnah means when it says, afilu chadoshim b'chadoshim. That means, well, let's say according to the first parish. The first parish was, if you plan on giving someone produce, you can't mix it with the produce of another field. It means, even if they're both new, even if both of the fields are new. And according to the second opinion, it means, even if both the superior and inferior produce that you're mixing together are also both new. So also not allowed. The aim. Certainly, it goes without saying that you can't mix a little bit of newer produce with older produce. Now, here we're specifically speaking about grain because we assume, Bartuner here says, the old produce, so speaking about grain, is dry. And it makes better quality flour than the newer one. So certainly, you can't mix the new produce with a little bit of new produce with old produce. The old produce is better. So now you're adding on. This is certainly inferior quality. And some say, no, that the old produce is just, maybe it's better for eating than the new produce, whatever reason, not necessarily because of the flour that it makes, and maybe that'll apply to other things other than grain. What if you're selling new produce, and then you want to mix a little of the old produce with that, so now you're giving better quality? So some rishonim say that's perfectly okay, and others say no. Maybe the person wants to store this for a very long time, and he'd rather have the newer produce. The newer produce is better. So because he wants to store it for a very long time, if you mix old produce, which may be good for right now for making flour, that's not going to be good for long term. So therefore, putting a little bit of old produce, which is the lesser quality, at least for the time being, with the newer produce, that's actually not going to be to his benefit, because he wants to leave this in storage for a significant period of time. Then the Mishnah says, Be'emes, which is the way of Mishnah saying the halacha follows this. We don't question this halacha. Be'yayin hitiru la'arev kashe barach b'pnei shehu mashbicho. When it comes to wine, you're able to mix kashe barach. What do you mean, kashe barach? So kashe is strong wine, and rach is softer wine or mild wine. So if let's say a person made a condition, he's going to sell someone rach type of wine, mild wine, he can blend it with stronger wine, because it's mashbicho. The stronger wine improves the rach wine, and it preserves it for a longer period of time. So here you have someone who the condition was he's going to sell mild wine. You want to put a little stronger wine in, that's perfectly okay, because it's just going to improve it. What if it's the other way? Let's say you made a stipulation, you're selling stronger wine, the kasha wine. Can you put a little of mild wine in? According to some, say absolutely not, because the mild wine is not going to help the stronger wine. It's just the reverse is true. And others say no. If you have stronger wine, you put a little bit of mild wine into the strong wine, actually, it's going to make it better. Then the Gemara also on Das Samach Aleph of an olive says that we're only speaking about when the season when we have the wine is in the press, is in the gas. Because when they have the two wines that you mix them together, they're able to ferment together and they can join together giving one taste. But after the pressing already, so each one has its own flavor, its own fragrance. So then to mix them together, you're really going to be spoiling the other, and it's not going to add to any of its flavor, and therefore that would not be allowed. The Mepharshim say, though, let's say the custom is that when you buy wine, you taste in advance, then you can mix the wine even after the time of the wine press, where they're pressing the grapes, because people are accustomed to taste the wine. They'll know in advance whether it's improved, whether the quality is good or not. Then the Mishnah says, Ein marvin shimre yayin b'yayin. Shemarim are the dregs, are the leaves. So if you're selling wine, you're not allowed to mix dregs from pulp from another barrel into this. That will, because that'll potentially spoil the wine. But I will not say no shmarav. But certainly, if you're selling wine from a barrel, you're allowed. If there's pulp there, there are dregs there. Certainly, that sediment is considered part of the wine, and that can be sold along with it. Mishan is arev mayim b'yeino loyim karenu b'chanus elim kein hodio. Here, if someone who has wine, but it was mixed with water, you're not allowed to sell that in the chanus in the store unless you let the person know that, by the way, there's a little bit of water with this wine. Selling it in a retail store without letting him knowing, he assumes that he's getting wine. It's not diluted at all. So what's the difference between selling in a store and selling to a merchant? So if you sell to a merchant, we have wine diluted with water. Even if you inform him there's some water in there, you're not allowed to sell it to a merchant. Of course, we're afraid. What's he doing? This merchant is going to buy this, and he's going to sell it retail, and he's going to sell it with diluted with water, and he's not going to inform the purchasers. And therefore, even if you inform the tagar, the merchant who's buying from you, who's buying wholesale from you, you're afraid he may sell it retail, diluted, and not inform people that there's water in mixed together with the wine. Follow the custom. If the custom is that people do mix water with wine, and in fact, in many cases, the wine was very sharp, so people would mix with water, sometimes half water, a third of water, a quarter of water, so then you don't have to let the buyer know you diluted the wine, because this is the minug in that particular place. Perek Dalin Mishnah Yud Beis Hatagar No Tail Me Chamesh Granos The No Sein Lesoch Migura Achas. So you have a merchant who you know is buying grain from many farmers. He's going to sell it to many different purchasers. So he's allowed to take grain from five different granos, granaries, threshing floors, and put it in one basket, in one barrel, in one bin, and there's no problem with that at all, because people know he's a merchant, and that's what merchants typically do. Mechamesh gitos, or he's selling wine, he's able to take wine from five different wine presses, and put it into one cask. He's able to do this, but as long as he doesn't intentionally mix inferior produce within the bin together. Means he can't buy, let's say, most of the produce. This is the merchant buying most of the produce from high quality, someone who has high quality grain, let's say, and then everyone knows, oh, this guy is selling good quality. Then he mixes together some produce of lesser quality. That is not permitted to do. But he's just a regular merchant. He's mixing together without intent, just he's buying from different places to fill up the bin. That's perfectly acceptable. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, lo yichalek hachenvani kloyos ve'egos in latinokos b'nei shehum argidon lavo. He says you shouldn't, a person who's selling shouldn't draw in the kids and the parents by giving out to the kids, giving them those days the candies, those parched grain and egos in the nuts. Why? Because now what's going to happen? Now the competition is going to lose out, because everyone's going to come to this particular store. Chacham said, that's okay. That's okay. You can, the other person can sell, can give out better quality. They can give a better stuff, gift to the kids in order to draw the kids and the parents to his store. No problem at all. That's fair competition. Nothing wrong with doing that. V'lo yifchos es hashar, nor says, according to, we assume this is Rabbi Yehuda's opinion as well, where he says a merchant can't sell his merchandise below the current market value in order that he attract customers. He's going to really give a huge discount, because now the competitors are going to lose out. Nothing wrong with that at all. He should literally be remembered for good. That's the way. Let him lower the prices. So now everyone has to lower the prices. Nothing wrong with doing that. And we follow the Chachamim in these cases. Lo yavor es ha-grisim divrei abba. Shol grisim crushed beans. You're not allowed to, yavor like borer. You're not allowed to sort out, to pick out the inferior beans from the good ones, because now they look all wonderful, and he's going to raise the price even more than just that which he took out. Now, you took it. What's wrong with taking out the inferior grease? And the answer is because people assume that there's something, you're not getting perfect quality. But the fact that he's taking out, he says, oh, this is perfect, there's nothing bad in here at all, he's going to actually increase the price, not in proportion to what he took out, but even more significantly. So that was Abba Shaul's opinion. Chachamim said, that's okay, because who's being deceived? The customer can see, look through all of the crushed beans and see what what quality is there and see if it's if in fact it's all superior quality. So they'll decide what they what they're willing to pay. Umodim shalo yavor me'al pi hamagura. However, the Chachamim admit to Abu Shol that you're not allowed to sort out to remove the inferior from on top of the bin, on top of the basket, and leave that which is inferior or just is spoiled beneath. So that's what you can't do. You leave all the, those the strawberries that are a little bit spoiled, you put them on the bottom, no one can see them, and now you put the, all the good strawberries on top. So that you're not permitted to do. You're literally stealing someone's eye. If he lets the customer know, so that's that may be something else. But the but here he's the customer looks at what he has, and it looks like it's all very good quality. Some of the farshim say, no, even if you inform the customer, you tell him, oh, listen, I only took off the beans that are on the top, and he tells him what he did. Nonetheless, he looks at all he sees are the good beans that are there. And although that he tells him, oh, I only took out the inferior beans from on top, and that's why it looks so nice. But the other beans that are on the bottom, they're still not as good quality on the bottom. I didn't take out the ones that were spoiling. Nonetheless, according to some of the farshim, that's still not allowed because just he has a picture only of what's good, and he may end up, and because of that, the seller may end up charging more. Then the Mishnah concludes, Ein mefarkasin lo es ha'adam, lo es ha'behema, lo es ha'kelim. You're not permitted to beautify a person being sold as, let's say, is an Eved Kanani, to make him look nicer. Let's say he's older, and you dye his white hair, you dye it black. So now they think, oh, he's a younger Eved, and he's able to work, able to do a lot of work. Lo es ha'behema, you have an animal, let's say feed an animal types of food that's going to make him look a little bit fatter or bloated, may do something to the hair to make it look, the fur to make it look more attractive. Nor can you do that with utensils. That's taking, let's say, old kalim and painting them and making them look new. That's also, this is another example of deceiving others, which is prohibited.